This is a look back in time to a moment before man existed and dinosaurs roamed the earth. Footprints from the Acrocanthosaurus have been found because of the drought hitting Texas. The Paluxy River near Glen Rose has almost dried up. Imprints left tens of millions of years ago have suddenly become visible.
110 to 113 million years ago, when this was a shallow inland sea. And so they were just walking through very thick, sticky mud, and it did a really good job of preserving their tracks.
Tracks have been found in this area before. That's why it's called Dinosaur State Park. But this is the longest continuous set discovered. There are 60 footprints, each the size of a dinner plate, left by a dinosaur that was about 4.5 meters high, weighs about the same as a hippopotamus, and was a carnivore. And the detail is astonishing.
Limestone was such fine-grained limestone that it left a lot of detail from the feet of the acro that walked through there. And so you can see things like, you know, the pads on their feet, things that you don't expect to see in a dinosaur track that's that old, 113 million years.
Some big claws.
With water in the river, the tracks would normally be covered by sediment. The drought has dried that out, revealing the historic find. Volunteers have been working to document and preserve this little snapshot of history. But with rain predicted, this look into the past may soon disappear. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera.